each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good to come to your homes again with another message of Something to Believe In. We've been preaching this message for many years, and it gets better and better and sweeter, I think the songwriter said, every day. And I'm so glad that I can preach it to you. I'm glad that God called me to preach it, and I still proclaim it, of Jesus and His love. So let's get right into our service today, and let's do this song for you right here. I like this song. It's got a great message, and it said, "Help is on the way."
Bible days, her last meal almost gone, but God sent the prophet just to make His word be known. He said, "Woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today, and before you ever ask Him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up. Troubles of this old life comes by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what His word says, just to trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, 'cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on.
Yes, sir. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. I'm glad that I haven't give up. I haven't looked back. I'm not intending to look back. I want to look forward, and I impress upon you to do it all. So I'm glad for Doris Neely. I appreciate her. And Doris, I'm going to get you out that tape. I'm sorry I haven't got it out to you yet, but I'm going to be sending you some tapes before long, and as soon as I can get some of them together. So I appreciate you. I hope you're doing well. I want to do you a song in memory of Arvin. I think of him very often, and a great friend of mine, but he went home to be with the Lord, along with Martha, and many other people who have withered the storm and fought the fight. And I think Paul said, I fought a good fight, I've kept the faith. So henceforth there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me. So Doris, just lift up your head and look, because our redemption is soon drawing nigh. I want to remember today Bobby and Alicia and Cindy Coulter, and then I want to remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger. You haven't heard from them for a while. I hope they're doing real well. And then I received a letter today, and I appreciate that from Miss Glenna Brown, and I appreciate that, Miss Glenna Brown. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the people who've prayed and paid and helped me to maintain this broadcast. So let's go right now and listen to this song. I want to send this out to James and Louise and I want Little Earn and Betty Joe and everybody that's listening this morning. Hope you enjoyed this one. This one says, well, I'm tired, I'm so weary, but I must go along till the Lord come and take me away. Oh, yes, where the beasts from the wild, it will be led. My little child, and I'll be changed. Lord, change from this creature that I am. Oh, yes. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace, Lord, in the valley. For me, oh yes, I pray. There'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, oh my Lord, and no trouble. I'm gonna see nothing but peace, peace in the valley. For me, oh yes, for the beast. From the wild will be led by a little child, and the lion he shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a little child. And I'll be changed, Lord, change of this creature that I am. Oh, there will be peace, peace in the valley for me someday. There's gonna be peace, Lord, in the valley for me. Yes, I pray. There'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I'll see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me. Yes, your peace in the valley for me. One day we'll lay it all down and leave it. And, well, I'm ready. I'm no hurry, but I'm ready, and it pays us to be ready, because we know not the hour the Son of Man will come, and I'm looking for His coming, because things cannot get much worse than what they are. Well, the Bible says, since the forefathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were, and it's this world's in bad shape, my friend. You can't get hung up on this world. If this world is your home, then I'm sorry, you will never make it to heaven, because heaven is for a place where people have been changed from this old life to a brand new life. And I thank God that there will be peace in the valley for me one day. So let's go right now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one also.
I saw a cripple. He was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, His glory we'll share. And you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man, he's tapping alone. He's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me, 'cause you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me. I'll see all my friends up on Hallelujah Square. And what a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing, we'll praise Jesus, His glory we'll share. And you'll not see one sad one in Hallelujah Square. You'll not see one happen in Hallelujah Square.
Well, let me send it out to Carol and Ann Cole. I appreciate them. I hope they're doing well. And I'm going to go now to a sermon called Jonah.
In the book of Jonah, in the third verse, you will find the words that God had called Jonah to go to Nineveh, but he rose to flee from the presence of the Lord. Now, I want to look at two free phases of Jonah's life. I want to look at the lost phase of his life, and then I want to look at the rejecting the call of God in his life. You see, Jonah was a prophet. In 2 Kings 14 and 25 tells us that Jonah was indeed a prophet of God. But Jonah was doing a very dangerous thing when he tried to run from the obligations of God. You see, we want to always lay everything to the center. We want to talk about those that are running from God, those who have never accepted God. But then again, we find even the prophet of God ran from the obligation of God. I asked a great question today. Which is the greater of the twain? I mean, we've all been guilty of running from the presence of God. Jonah was called to be a missionary to Nineveh. God told him of the wickedness of the city. I don't believe that Jonah was entirely ignorant to the fact that Nineveh was a wicked and bloody city. The Bible creates it as one of the worst cities of our time. But God spoke to Jonah and said, Jonah, go to Nineveh, the great and wicked city, and cry again the sins of that city. You know, people, we've got to have someone crying against sin today. If no one ever talks against sin or tells you what what is right and wrong in the eyes of God. That's what the prophet is for. The prophet is that one who speaks to the people for God, and he declares the articles of God, which are the things that God has spoken to him. And men have got to declare the truth of God. We must speak again the wickedness of the cities today. I admire those who still have the backbone to stand and declare sin to be contaminated. I still praise the person who has the backbone to stand against the sins of the city, because it's very easy today to compromise. But we cannot compromise with the world. If God condemned it, then we can not condone it. If God condemned it, then it must have been evil in the eyes of God. And God was just about to condemn the city of Nineveh. But we see a loving God who was willing and able to give Nineveh, even though they were a very wicked city, he was still going to give them a chance to repent of their sin. He was going to send a prophet. He was going to send a preacher. And how can they preach except they be sent? And how can they hear without a preacher? So the calling came to Jonah. Jonah, rise and go to Nineveh. Cry again the sins of the city. But the Bible said that Jonah rose in his obligation to God to flee in a different direction. We have all been guilty of fleeing from the presence of God when it comes time for us to do the things that God calls us to do. It's not always easy to step out for God. It's not always easy to be a Peter and step out of the boat and try to walk upon the water, because even Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. But sir, you've never got out of the boat. A lot of folks have been called by God to do the great articles of God, but they have, like Jonah, refused to step out by faith and take a hold of God's word and declare the truth of God. A good friend of mine made a statement one time that Tommy can't preach without preaching on sin. Well, it's true that it's sin that destroys. It's sin that contaminates. And it was sin that brought the mind of God to speak to the prophet of Jonah and say, go to Nineveh and preach again the wickedness of the city. You see, the Jews accepted this story as a historical story. Some of the divinity schools will say to you, well, Jonah was only a character put in the story. Well, if that be the fact, and I don't believe that at all, but if that would be the fact, then let me put you in the story as a character. Has God called you to do anything? Has God called you to do something, and you have rebelled against God? You have walked away from the presence of God. You have taken an easy way out. But, sir, there is no easy way out from the calling of God. The Bible said the calling of God is without repentance. And we will be as Jonah. We will end up in a catastrophe. When you try to run from God, the Bible said that God prepared a great whale. And when Jonah got aboard the ship going to Tarsus, it's not all over. It's only begun, because he's running from the presence of God. He's trying to get away from what God has called him to do. He is running away from the obligations of God. And notice, when he got aboard ship, the Bible said that God sent a great storm. And sir, God can send a great storm and turn your boat around. God can send a great storm and turn your life around. When you begin to run from God, sir, you create a havoc between you and God. You may walk away from God, but God is not walking away from you. Notice that Jonah, he became very distressed in chapter 2, verse 1 through 6. Jonah was thrown into the ocean. The great fish came along and swallowed up Jonah. And in verse 1 through 6, you will find that Jonah prayed unto the Lord out of the fish's belly, and he cried by the reasons of his afflictions. You know, God will not place afflictions upon you. But when we try to run from God, then God is not obligated to protect our life, because we have thrown our life open to every affliction that can come and go. Yes, God has a way of getting our attention. He got their attention in the days of Noah. He got their attention in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. But it was too late, because God had already declared his judgment upon the nations. But the Lord heard him out of the belly of hell. You may run from God, sir, But you can't outrun God. He will find you anywhere and everywhere you are. Notice the Bible says, whither shall I go from thy presence? If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I would make my bed in the loftiest of heaven, thou art there. Whither can I go from thy presence? And if you're running from God, there is no hiding place. It's too low, you can't get under it. It's too high, you can't get over it. It's too wide, you can't get around it. You must come in at the door. Notice that Jonah said in chapter 2 and verse 2, out of the belly of hell I cried. And sir, you can be brought to the very regions of the damned. You can be brought to the place where it's hopeless and helpless. And I think that's what God wants us to see here. He wants us to see the dilemma that Jonah had caused in his life simply because he is rejecting and rebelling again God. He is rejecting the call of God. He is rebelling again the calling of God to go to Nineveh, the wicked city, and cry again the wickedness of the city. How far do we have to go? How far would we have to go to get away from God? To go too far, or how far would we have to go to be too far? You see, you may run from God, but you cannot hide from God. Notice in the first beginning of the Bible, Adam and Eve had sinned against God. And God came walking through the cool of the day. And the Bible said that Adam and Eve went and hid themselves. They found a great big tree. They got behind the tree. But God called out to Adam and said, Adam, where art thou? You see, Adam could not hide from God. And today we cannot hide from the calling of God. It's without repentance, sir. Notice in the story of the book of Luke, chapter 16, 19 through 31, you will find Jesus telling us a story about a rich man. And the Bible said the rich man fared sumptuously every day. He had all in purple and fine linen. And outside the gate there laid a beggar, begging for the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. But the Bible said that he died. He went to hell. And the Bible said he cried. And he said, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me. But he had done come to the place where there is no mercy. He had done shut the door of God in his own face. He had rejected God. He had rebelled against God. He had deliberately scoffed the very God of the universe. He had let his riches and let his power and his authority separate him from God. You can be a rich man and still go to heaven. But a lot of rich people are going to hell simply because money has become their God. They cannot see God, the God of the universe. They cannot see that time is closing in. They cannot see the judgment and destruction.
Something is wrong with America. She once held the Bible as her comforting guide. We've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Solomon old, they pushed morals aside. Now where are the men who once stood for right, and the women who championed their cause? We must return to the values we've left before this country is totally lost. We want America back. We want America back from those who have no self-control. We want America back. This nation is like a runaway train headed down the wrong track. But it's time for the armies of God to arise and say, we want America back.
I love America, but I just don't love what she has become. The scripture said, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And America has forgotten the godly foundation upon which she was built. Yes, something is wrong when our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without even the basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of heaven. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school, while our Supreme Court decided to expel God from all the classrooms over 30 years ago. Yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right and the abnormal is normal, that all is acceptable. And what God calls an abomination is no more than just our lifestyle. And it has left a great effect. 30 years ago, the number one TV show in America was the Andy Griffith Show. But just look at us now, what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when our government can pass out contraceptives to our children in school without even their parents' consent. And yet the Gideons cannot pass out the Bible on the campus. Something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yet something is wrong, and for one, I'm ready for the change. I'm ready to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my home, I'm raising children, created in the image and likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them the Bible. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. If the Bible says it's wrong, then it's wrong. The only hope that America has, that if godly men and women with character will stand together like one great mighty army and declare to the immoral and the impure and the obscene and to the proud, your days of unlimited excess of America is over. For the armies of God, they've been silent too long. Yes, my friend, today we're going to take America back.
Well, I say amen to that. We need to take America back. America belongs to the people, and the people should belong to God. In God do we trust. It's on our dollar bills. It's on every coin that we have. And it's, we need to get back to God. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I thank you, Lord, that you've allowed me these many years to be on this radio broadcast to declare the truth of God. And God, we're going to continue to preach the truth. We're going to continue to bombard heaven for souls. Lord, we need people who will commit their life to Christ, will say no to the devil and yes to God. And Father, I pray this morning through the means of radio that some soul will find Christ real in their life. They'll find there is truly something that they can believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I hope that God has touched your life. I hope that a song that we've sang or something we've said has touched your life, because we all need a touch of God today. So I want you to pray for me. Send a write to me on this. This is Palm Sunday. Go to church this morning. Take the family and go to the house of God. Worship God in spirit and in truth. And lift this preacher up. Help him financially. Pray for him if you can. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.